Just one quick halakha, being that this year is the end of the Shemitah cycle, halakha does say, from the Torah law, any person that lent money prior to the Shemitah, once the Shemitah comes, he is not allowed to go and claim his money. Shemitah clears all debts. This is called the law of Shemitat Kesafim. Everybody is quite familiar with the law of Shemitat Karka, that the law of that you can't work the fields during Shemitah. But they're not so aware that there are some monetary things that get affected to all Jews, whether you live in Israel or not, whether you have fields or whether you don't have fields. And therefore, the law of Prosbol is in application. What is the law of Prosbol? Hillel, the great rabbi, saw that as a result of the Torah law of Shemitah, people stopped lending money because they don't want their loans to become canceled out. So what he did was he established a certain takana that allows a person, a lender, to transfer his loans to Beit Din, and once the loans are transferred to Beit Din, there is no isur for Beit Din to collect loans during the or after the Shemitah, only individuals. So a prosbol is a document that basically says, all the outstanding loans that are owed to me, I am transferring to such and such a Beit Din in such and such a place in order that I'll be able to collect it in the post-Shemitah. Now, if a prosbol, this document, is not written, then the loan really is canceled out. For that reason, everybody has to see that within the next few weeks before Rosh Hashanah, that they do write a prosbol. We are making it available online at dailyhalakha.com for all those that are interested in signing an online prosbol with your name. It'll be legal, and therefore you'll be fulfilling the halakha as well.